Hi, I'm Ben and this is your NQ News Roundup. Manchester City Council has partnered with We Love Manchester charity to raise money to support Ukrainian refugees in Manchester. The money will be used to support existing refugee charities and community groups as well as fund new organisations. Councillor Bev Craig of Manchester City Council said Manchester is ready to support evacuees escaping the conflict since launching the campaign this morning. They have already raised over half of their £100,000 target. Rishi Sunak delivered the spring statement yesterday. It included a 5p cut in fuel duty, a raise in the national insurance threshold and the doubling of the household support fund, 0% VAT on energy saving materials and increased employment allowance was also introduced. All of this could cause a big pinch financially for many households in Manchester. Humans Manchester charity called the statement lethargic and unimaginative, and there was nothing in it to help people who were struggling. Police have released CCTV footage of a cyclist who may be an important witness to the fatal stabbing. 16-year-old Kenny Carter was killed in Stretford in January, but Greater Manchester Police have released footage from the location today. There is hopes that the cyclist will come forward with crucial information on the incident. Liam Gallagher has been spotted today filming a new music video on the roof of the Midland Hotel in Manchester City Centre. He's certainly picked the right weather for it. A small crowd gathered to watch the former Oasis frontman who was working with a film crew on top of the St Peter's Square Hotel. Gallagher is releasing his third solo album, Come On You Know, on May 27th. And now we're going over to Alex for the sport.
Manchester United women team will play in front of fans for the first time at Old Trafford in a historic match against Everton on Sunday in the Women's Super League. The team played at the Theatre of Dreams last season, but the game was played behind closed doors due to the COVID-19 protocols. Lancashire women's cricketers will attend the game to showcase a partnership between the two clubs, which highlights changing perceptions and attitudes towards women in sport. In return, United players will attend Lancashire women's doubleheader at Old Trafford against the Southern Vipers on Wednesday the 1st of June. And that covers the sports coverage. Back to Ben for your weather.
Cheers, Alex. It is another day of sunshine in Manchester with highs of 18 degrees Celsius this afternoon. Skies will remain clear this evening with temperatures dropping to 5 overnight. Tomorrow, the dry and warm weather will continue, reaching 17 degrees as we enter the weekend. And that's all for your NQ News Roundup.
Well done, guys.
Oh,
cheers,
guys.